Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sally and Unity with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, migrant workers who are skilled and experienced in aged care are being deported from Australia due to age restrictions on their working visas. Nigerian-born aged care worker Ozioma Onyekwere, who is currently 57, is beyond the immigration age cutoff and faces losing her temporary 408 COVID relief visa status in June of 2024. Miss Onyekwere has lived in Australia since she was 49 and has made a life here with her four sons, yet is unable to apply for permanent residency as the cutoff age is 44. To be able to stay would require a sponsor or convince immigration of her skill level being of exceptional benefit to the Australian community as a carer. Busy Faulkner, a representative of Home Care Nurses Australia, says, quote, "Immigration needs to look at each worker case by case, not have a blanket rule with age as a get-out clause," end quote.
The number of unpaid seatbelt fines in Queensland has more than doubled in the past 2 years amidst the cost of living crisis. The fine for improper seatbelt use jumped from a little over $400 to almost $1,100 in July last year, with the comparative rate in New South Wales being just under $300. The move has also coupled with the installation of new offence detecting cameras in late 2021, as well as increased fine prices for other offences such as speeding and running a red light. A government spokesperson indicated the number of lives being lost on Queensland roads was unacceptable and, quote, "the best thing to do is pay on time."
In national news, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission is launching civil penalty proceedings in the federal court against five former directors and officers of Upla Group for breaches of their duties. Upla Group has specialised in providing funeral insurance, mainly marketing their services to Indigenous Australians. ASIC claims that the organisation engaged in misconduct through insurance arrangements maintained with Crown Insurance Services Limited, a company beneficially owned by Ronald Joseph Pattenden and Jonathan Glenn Law, two of Upla's directors. ASIC also alleges that these arrangements stood to benefit Mr. Pattenden and Mr. Law and were not in the best interests of the Aboriginal Community Benefit Fund entities, leaving them vulnerable to unaffordable premium increases. The first hearing for the matter is set to take place on the 7th of September 2023.
The National Voice to Parliament referendum date was set yesterday for the 14th of October, prompting record enrolments among the general population and most notably among young and Indigenous voters. The Vote No campaign argues that the lack of details surrounding the execution of the proposed constitutional body is concerning, with their slogan, quote, "if you don't know, vote no," unquote. The Vote Yes campaign urges people to understand that while there are no details yet, the referendum is not about the details. Instead, it is meant to recognise the Indigenous population and provide a permanent advisory body that can evolve to suit the needs of the country and ensure its effectiveness.
And in international news, the FBI and European partners have infiltrated and seized control of a major global malware network that crippled businesses and technology for more than 50 years. The malicious software agent known as Quackbot had facilitated about 40 ransomware attacks over 18 months alone and has cost administrators around $89.7 million Australian dollars. US Attorney Martin Estrada said, quote, "nearly every sector of the economy has been victimized by Quackbot," end quote. In an operation dubbed Duck Hunt, the FBI, along with Europol, seized more than 50 Quackbot servers and identified more than 700,000 infected computers beginning last Friday. Cybersecurity researchers said they believed hackers could be in Russia or other former Soviet states.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a possible storm later today. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Oh.